We had over 500 volunteers that took part in Donegal and upwards of about 30 different groups across the coastline. So it was an estimated amount of 3 tons of litter that was collected, which I believe is the weight of a female orca whale. So it's quite positive in that sense. Nationally, we had 520 cleanups partaken with about 11,000 volunteers. These numbers are still kind of set to go up, as unfortunately we had poor weather in the east coast of the country. So the majority are still taking place. So once we get back those data cards, we'll have a lot more clearer of an image of what exactly was found along the coast in Ireland.
And this initiative has been running for quite a number of years now, but what do you think in addition has to be done in terms of the government's role to tackle marine litter?
Yeah, it definitely has been running for quite some time, and it's great, you know, to see so many more groups and communities partaking every day, every year, I should say. The data cards that we get back from different groups is so important for us specifically, as it kind of helps us to inform our actions within Clean Coast and our campaigns, but also policies on a local and national level. We do know that positive things are happening. Definitely the decrease in plastic bottles and caps we found on beaches is definitely a huge one, which we've seen. And that's thanks to, you know, the deposit return scheme and that sort of stuff. We do also know from IBAL, the marine litter report that came out in 2025, the Irish Businesses Against Litter, that was really important, as it showed that there was a 50% increase in the number of beaches and inland waterways that achieved a clean rating. So I think things are definitely going in the right direction in terms of policies and the impact that that's having on our marine environment. But it is important that we keep going and that we keep pushing this message.